From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The remaining four GOP presidential hopefuls, hoping to come out on top in the South Carolina primary Saturday, took aim at each other last night during a CNN debate in Charleston. Newt Gingrich responded to Rick Santorum's criticism of his ideas as being too grandiose.
In the 4 years I was Speaker, the American people created 11 million new jobs. We balanced the budget for four consecutive years, the only time in your lifetime. You're right. I think grandiose thoughts. This is a grandiose country of big people doing big things, and we need leadership prepared to take on big projects.
Rick Santorum said he's consistent as a social conservative and suggested that Newt Gingrich is too unpredictable.
4 years into his speakership, he was thrown out by the conservatives. It was a coup against him in three. I served with him. I was there. I knew what the problems were going on in the House of Representatives when Newt Gingrich was leading there.
Mitt Romney fired back after Gingrich criticized his business record.
Mr. Speaker, you're a speaker 4 years.
Right.
I was in business 25 years.
Right.
So you're not going to get credit for my 25 years, number one. Number two, I don't recall a single day saying, oh, thank heavens, Washington is there for me. Thank heavens.
Ron Paul, Santorum, Romney, and Gingrich are heading into the South Carolina primary on Saturday. A 3,000-acre wildfire is raging south of Reno, Nevada for the second time in 3 months. Kate McGee of member station KUNR reports that the blaze has forced the evacuations of more than 10,000 people in the area.
The fire split into two parts on either side of a major highway in the city. Governor Brian Sandoval has declared a state of emergency, and firefighters from California and eastern Nevada have been called to help. Reno Fire Chief Mike Hernandez says first responders expect to fight the blaze throughout the night.
To say that we're in the thick of battle is an understatement. We've got a lot of people working to protect homes, protect neighborhoods.
Officials say several homes are destroyed, but they won't have a definitive number until tomorrow. For NPR News in Reno, I'm Kate McGee.
A coalition helicopter crashed in southern Afghanistan today, killing six service members. NATO says all of the victims were Americans. There's word that another ratings agency may downgrade Europe's sovereign debt. Lauren Freire reports from Spain.
A senior official at Fitch Ratings Agency says he expects a downgrade of one or two notches for six European countries, including Spain and Italy, but not France. They're under review by Fitch until the end of the month. The news comes just days after S&P downgraded Spain by two notches and took away France's AAA rating. But the downgrades haven't had much impact on bond markets. France's borrowing costs fell at an auction in Paris today, and Spain saw huge demand for 10-year bonds today in Madrid. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
This is NPR News. Italian authorities fear that possible bad weather today off the Tuscan coast could cause a disabled cruise ship to sink even deeper. The Coast Guard has punched a hole in the side of the vessel, giving divers another way in to continue their search. 21 people remain missing from the wreck that's resulted in 11 deaths since the vessel ran aground a week ago. Airbus says it has discovered more cracks in the wings of an A380 aircraft, but insists that the super jumbo jetliner is safe to fly. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that tiny cracks were first reported on the wings of the 525-seat double-decker aircraft 2 weeks ago.
Airbus says that some additional cracks were found inside the wings of two other A380s. The European plane maker says the tiny cracks on an L-shaped bracket which connects the wing's exterior to the internal rib structure do not affect the safe operation of the aircraft. Still, the European Aviation Safety Authority confirmed it would issue a bulletin Friday mandating precautionary checks. The world's largest passenger plane entered service 4 years ago and has fascinated travelers and plane aficionados ever since. Airbus has so far delivered 68 of the jumbo jets with many more on order. The A380 is built in Britain, France, Germany, and Spain. It has enough room on its wings to park 70 cars. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A U.S. district judge in New York says he will not order the government to allow an Occupy protest at a federal courthouse in Manhattan. Demonstrators in more than 100 U.S. cities say they'll occupy the courts today to protest a landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision that removed most limits on corporate and labor spending in elections. This is NPR News.